Good morning. On this, the end of this auspicious week where Easter and Passover were celebrated, and now spring, I'm sure in the Northern Hemisphere, is just bursting into bloom. And here in Southern Brazil and the Southern Hemisphere, we're feeling the welcome cooler weather of the fall. And so what a wonderful time for us to gather this glorious energy for our meditation, to practice together the alchemical process of transforming our limitations, our fears, perhaps old patterns, and untie those tangled threads of destiny that keep us repeating past mistakes, and they be transformed into light, and are setting our intention for the spirit realm to help us to evolve into our fullest potential of health and joy, divine connection, and our meditations don't have to be long, but our connection and focus deepening each time. So let's begin. Closing our eyes and taking a nice deep breath and sending our focus and attention up to the light. Perhaps you want to place your hand, a hand, on your heart. As you breathe in and feeling your chest expansive, and breathing out into your belly, feeling yourself relaxed and centering yourself either on your bed or your comfortable chair, in any event, somewhere comfortable. Perhaps a glass of water beside you. We'll ask the entities of light, the divine realms, to bless the water at the end of the session and during the session. So with our next breath, let's send our focus and attention up to the very source of creation, right up into the heavens and beyond. Connecting to Source, Creator of all the universes, of infinite love, goodness, known by many names. And I'll use the word Source, if that is comfortable for everyone. And so we feel now this beautiful alignment with Source and infinite unconditional love. And we just feel now the light flowing down, constant source of light flowing through us, which happens constantly, eternally. But this morning we are consciously aware of the flow and this divine blessing, bringing us into alignment, clearing us of any aches and pains, worries. And so as the light flows through our crown, relieving any tension in the head, the neck, we are aware of this beautiful violet light illuminating our crown chakra, bringing the chakra into balance. And the light flows down our cheeks, removing any tension in the jaw and the cheeks. And we are aware of beautiful indigo blue emanating from our third eyes as that chakra has been brought into balance. And this soothing, beautiful light flowing down our shoulders, back of our necks, down our arms. Just washing away any tension. Feeling our wrist cells relaxing deeper into our chair or bed. And now flowing all around our throat chakras and emanating this beautiful light blue light as that chakra has come into balance and harmony. And we are consciously aware of the light flowing down the very center of our being, both in the front and the back, the spine, and all those muscles in the back that can tend to get tense. Just feeling the tension being gently released, relaxed, and flowing down into our lungs, heart space. And now at the heart, we feel beautiful expansion, pulsating light in our heart space, where our higher self resides. And so I just invite you to imagine opening your arms and just embracing all aspects of you that perhaps are feeling a little anxious or worried, fearful. Just imagine just kneeling down and welcoming all aspects of the inner child to be embraced by the all-knowing divine self, that aspect of us that is created from our very first incarnation and flows on, aligning us with divine source creator, carrying all the wisdom and knowledge. So now you feel your heart chakra expansive, emanating beautiful emerald green light, and all those organs and cells and tissues coming into divine alignment, remembering their divine code of absolute perfection, wellness. And the light flowing down now to the third chakra. And just feeling that warmth and expansiveness as your whole auric field is beginning to expand out. And all the organs around the third chakra, the liver, the gallbladder, pancreas and spleen, all being brought into this divine resonance. And your third chakra emanating beautiful yellow light in balance and harmony. And the light flowing down all the organs, the stomach, the intestines, bladder, reproductive organs, and coming to the second chakra. And this second chakra now emanating out beautiful orange light, clear, harmonized, and all the organs around coming into their divine resonance. And now the root chakra, beautiful red, rich energy. And the light pouring down your legs like a soothing balm, helping all the any areas of tension, stiffness just being smoothed away as the root chakra comes into balance. And you feel Mother Earth supporting. Feel nurtured and supported and protected by this beautiful Mother Earth energy, grounding us as we prepare to do our work. And so now, as you perceive your body, you could see that your whole auric field has expanded out, beautiful, pulsating light. You feel expansive and connected and safe. And so I invite you now to take your focus and attention back to the heart space. And perhaps you'd like to place one hand on your heart. And raise the other hand at a sort of 90 degree angle. If you're sitting down, it would be just coming up from your leg and extending out so that your hand is sending out the energy. Or you can place both your hands in that way. Or both your hands on your heart and just focusing with your eyes and sending the light out into the world. So at this point, I'm sure you can feel your whole body is just vibrating and your hands feeling the heat, the tingling in your hands. So forever, whichever way feels comfortable, just letting your hands or your eyes emanate out into the world, this beautiful light, divine light that is coursing through you and coming out your hands and being directed to wherever you feel the light is needed. And in this moment, we call upon the divine assistance of the entities of light, those spiritual doctors, to help us to direct the light to the right and perfect places, directing love and compassion, healing energy. We ask especially for the guidance and assistance of King Solomon, Don Ignacio de Loyola, Saint Francis Xavier, Dr. Augusto de Almeida de Torres Valdo Cruz, who are working, who are brilliant doctors in the physical realm and now in the spiritual realm. Sister Shayla and Saint Rita of Cassia. And of course, invite in your own teams, spiritual guides and mentors, as we take this time to allow our hands to emanate out the light to wherever you feel guided, your family, your friends, pausing as long as you feel guided, perhaps to certain areas in your community that you know need help, hospitals, to all those first responders, to so many who are needing food and shelter and sustenance, that they may be gathered and assisted and helped by communities, loving communities. Just allow yourselves to be emanating pure light, pure love out into the world to be used for the highest good. To this beautiful planet that will show us how to heal, how to transform the COVID-19 and keep humanity and all our animals and our planet safe, healthy and well once more. Communities and countries, the wisdom of all the different countries and communities working together to help each other, regardless of borders, coming together to help for the climate control, understanding the messages we have got, how important it is to come together as communities, letting go our differences and embracing the one source. To bring this planet into health and vitality and be a home for many, many, many healthy generations to come. Perhaps you feel guided to emanate the light just by your focus and attention to countries that are in strife right now. I'm particularly drawn to Myanmar, Burma. Focusing on peace and an end to the violence. And so I'm just going to remain in silence as we as a community are sending the light and focusing the love wherever you feel guided. And we have been receiving so many messages from all many different spiritual centers, how important this work is. Mediums, channeling, have been asked by Spirit that when people come together in focus, in love, in meditation, it's very helpful for the spiritual realm and for the earthly realm. So I'll continue in silence, and of course, if at any time you want to close the meditation, just feel free to give thanks and create your own closing prayer. I'm going to continue for about another 10 minutes, and then I'll close with a prayer.